club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Latrell in limbo. Out of contract at the end of next season, the Roosters have officially withdrawn their contract offer to the star centre, leaving him searching for a new home, MG.
Yeah, amazingly, this is the same player 6 months ago that we were lauding as the best player on the planet.
Interesting. Find out which club MG thinks should be opening the checkbook very shortly. And Sonny Bill Williams, who hasn't played rugby league for 5 years, is set to become the best paid player in the world.
Wow, big cabbage.
We'll tell you who's forking out the cash just before 7 o'clock.
Also, the Nobody Loses quiz tonight for two tickets to the Speedway. But if you don't win, you still win, if that makes sense. No, but you know that Seinfeld episode, no soup for you? Well, no losers for you.
Wait for us to call. Basically, yeah. I've got clear as mud that was.
I've got an idea of where I think Latrell should go. I think I've got an idea where he should play, and I've got an idea how much he should be paid. There you go.
Plus the one cricketer in the world right now who can give Steve Smith a run for his money. Elise Perry will join us. She's got a book out, which we're going to talk about. But up next, MG will solve the puzzle of where Latrell Mitchell should go, what position he should play, how much he should get paid, all that and more.
He'd look good in a Penrith jersey.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and across the Triple M network, Liam Flanagan here. Let's do this.
Trending now.
I've just learnt that Latrell Mitchell had a meeting today with Roosters coach Trent Robinson. At that meeting, Trent Robinson told Latrell Mitchell the Roosters offer for 2020 has been withdrawn. The $800,000 a year offer has been taken away. It's a strong stance by the Roosters.
Channel 9's Danny Widler there, MG, reporting that the Roosters pulled a two-year $1.6 million offer for Latrell Mitchell for years 2021 and 2022, which the Roosters confirmed today when they released the statement saying as much.
Well, it's got ugly quickly, hasn't it?
Mm.
And last night we kind of had a little chat about Latrell and mentioned that, you know, 6 months ago he was the best player in the game. We all lauded him for his performance against the Tigers when he single-handedly, I think, scored 24 points or something, 22 points, and just the comparisons were there for Greg Inglis,
You mentioned that, MG. That game you referenced, this is Gordon Tallis discussing Latrell's performance straight afterwards.
Is he the best player in the NRL at the moment?
At the moment, right now, absolutely. If I'm comparing, he and Greg Inglis are so similar. I think at the same age, wow.
Unfortunately for Latrell, I think these days, if you look at the top 10 players in the NRL, not one of them is a centre.
Mm, you're right.
So I think if he wants to gain more cabbage, that he's got to look out. I think he's obviously got to look elsewhere. I think he might even be out of Bondi sooner than we think. But I think the position that he's got to play is fullback.
So in your opinion, it would be irresponsible of a club to pay a centre $1 million a year.
I can't see the value in it.
Okay.
I really can't see the value in look, even though he shows glimpses of being something very, very extraordinary, you need someone who's on that big dosh, a playmaker, a fullback, and, you know, I think there's a couple of forwards like Taumalolo, who's 950.
And Sam Burgess was the other one.
If I asked you the question, and I asked my listeners the question, our listeners the question, would you pay more money to Latrell Mitchell or to Jason Taumalolo?
That's a good question. Well, 133-53, we want to get to your calls. We want your input. What would Latrell Mitchell be worth to your club? Would you be interested in seeing your club sign him?
You know where I'd love to see him go, and I think James Hooper mentioned it today.
Where's that?
The Tigers.
In what position?
Fullback.
So you think he can play fullback?
Oh, I've got no doubt he can play fullback. I've got no doubt Latrell can play anywhere from 1 to 6 and even 7 at a pinch, but he can play 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 with aplomb. And I'm pretty sure that he would add money to his contract if he turned into a fullback who got involved a lot more. And the good fullbacks do, the Turbos, the Tedescos, the Pongers. And if Latrell truly wants that $1 million price on the back of him, well, he's got to look at playing a fullback's role.
Okay, so if he lands it, if he goes to, wants the $1 million contract, which the reports speculate that the money is the sticking point. You know, there's reports suggesting that family members, and he had a change of management earlier in the year, which has led to this situation with the Roosters pulling the deal. He wants to play that fullback role. The West Tigers, I mean, their fullback position is a little bit murky. Moses Mbai played there a bit, Corey Thompson, Paul Momorowski. But with the departure of Essen Masters, Momorowski could shift back into the centres position.
And I get the feeling that Latrell needs one of them coaches that are a bit of a hard taskmaster, like a Maguire, like a Wayne Bennett at South. Look, the Broncos could do with him. And look, just quickly, unfortunately, the way the rugby league land going forward, NRL player managers who are now being accused of running the game, which they kind of do, once they fall out with a club, probably like Latrell's has, well, that's about the end of the partnership with that particular player going forward.
Yeah. All right. We got calls coming through, MG. 1-2-3-5-3. We're talking Latrell Mitchell. Where do you think he should land? Would you want to see your club sign him? What position should he play?
Roosters fans, are you dirty? You're going to miss out on him.
Talking Latrell Mitchell. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Elise Perry, the superstar of Australian cricket, will join us very shortly, but we are still talking Latrell Mitchell.
Trending now.
Confirmation today, MG, came out from the Roosters that they formally have withdrawn the offer of 21 and 22. The season, it was reported to be a $1.6 million offer from the club for seasons 2021-2022. That is off the table, which means Mitchell's future is in the air.
Sometimes your bed gets made for you. Latrell Mitchell's basically been given a golden run since he's came into grade. He's worked hard for it, mind you. Ability only gets you so far, but he's 22 years of age. He's won two comps, played for his state, played for his country. He needs a new challenge.
I like that. Bed gets made for you. I like that, MG. Brad, in Campbelltown, you're a Roosters fan. What are your thoughts on Latrell's possible departure?
Oh, hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Bradley.
Yeah, not thrilled. Saw the news this morning when I got up to go to work, and kind of ruined the whole day.
Yeah, he's a marquee player, isn't he? And okay, Brad, I'm giving you the checkbook at the Roosters. What do you pay Latrell for a 2-year contract? They've tabled a $1.6 million, so that's $800,000 a year. What would you, as a CEO, offer Latrell?
At the moment, $800,000.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think that's what
he's a great player. I've been watching him since the under-20s, hoping I'd see him in first grade because I know what he's capable of. But right now, $800,000's good, and then after that two-year deal, he could be the highest-paid centre in the entire comp. He could command well over $1 million. But he, like you guys say, he's still young, and centre's a hard position. It's not easy to throw money out there.
That's good.
Yeah, very good. Very.
If he was to leave, I think, West Tigers at fullback position, he'd really thrive there. Michael Maguire could probably get something out of him that Trent Robinson is afraid to unlock.
Well, I like your take, Brad. We've got a Stay Random Sydney T-shirt coming your way. Craig in Riverston.
G'day, George. How are you?
Hello, Craig. How's Rivo this time of day, mate?
Not some warm, Mark. You know how it is, mate.
Good on you, mate.
mate. Look, I'm one of the West Tigers fanatics. Like, the guys always behind the goalpost at all the games and what else have you, mate. How's this for a back line? Like, I'd love it. Latrell at fullback, definitely. Right, Nafaluma on one wing. I will put Corey Thompson on the other wing. Bring up Tommy Talau and Momorowski in the centres, mate. I'm like home in Cincinnati for a donut.
You mentioned a Talau. Willie Talau's young black. Yeah, wow. Watch this kid go when he gets his opportunity. But that's Homer Simpson over a donut.
That is a nice looking back line.
Give him a shirt, please.
Yeah, Stay Random Sydney T-shirt heading your way. Rowan in Penrith, a Bunny supporter. Mate, any chance of getting Latrell to Redfern, you reckon, Rowan?
Very big chance. I think with Alex Johnson off contract in 2020... there's a chance there for the fullback spot, I dare say.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think I wouldn't put it out of the realms, Rowan. I think Tigers obviously have made a play for him, and I think a lot of clubs would love to have him. I think the only club that have said they wouldn't are my club, Penrith. I think Brian Fletcher's come out and said, no, we can't afford it, and But yeah, look, the Rabbitohs. Adam Dewey, if there's a bit of chat around the moment that, you know, Cody Walker might be on the outer, or he hasn't accepted an offer. If he goes and Dewey goes to 5'8", all of a sudden you need someone there like Luttrell.
Red flag potentially, MG. There,
please.
The Greg Inglis comparisons have followed Luttrell Mitchell for the entirety of his fairly short career. You keep forgetting this kid's only 22, but would that be a bridge too far to go to the club and take on the position that Greg Inglis made so famous?
That's the beauty of our sport, but I think that's the beauty of rugby league. The comparisons are inevitable. You're always getting compared to someone who's been there and done it before you, and I think it's flattering to compare him.
All right, Glenn in the Shire. Tell me, Glenn, you're not trying to get Luttrell down to the Sutherland Shire.
Absolutely.
Tell me how you're going to do it, Glennie.
Well, we've got, if Matty Moylan's leaving, we need a good fullback and a goal kicker.
Definitely a goal kicker.
We need a goal kicker.
So, mate, if it's that build perfectly, and the fact that Johnny Morris might be able to, as a young head, might be able to use saying the experienced coaches need him, but maybe John Morris has got something a little bit different as a young coach to relate to him a bit better.
Yeah, I'm not putting that out of the realms either.
Prepared to fork over the $1 million a year to get him down there, Glenn?
Yeah, I think so, especially we've got the young bloke coming back from Newcastle, so we've got it pretty much sorted with the two young buyers. And then, him back at fullback, wow, we.
Everyone gets a shirt tonight. Sensational callers tonight. Every single caller was different, had a different point of view, and it was well thought out. Well done,
absolutely,
guys.
Absolutely. And tell you what, MG.
Yes,
if Luttrell Mitchell does make the switch to fullback positionally,
I'd love to see it.
Has there ever been a better class of fullbacks? I know we just lost Billy Slater, but Ponga, Tedesco, Trbojevic, potentially Luttrell Mitchell, Val Holmes may be coming back at the position.
Put it this way, do I think Luttrell Mitchell can play fullback? You bloody you bet your life he could. He could play anywhere he wanted to.
It's the Rush Hour with MG Cities 104.9 Triple M. All right, clear the boards, producer Charlie. 133.53.
Who am I?
No One Loses quiz up next.
Every sport, bats, balls, jumps and falls.
Ripping catch.
Every classic catch.
You've got to believe that you can win the match.
Every incredible match. Triple M's Rush Hour with MG.
And the ultimate speedway challenge, MG, is heading to the Valvoline Raceway in Parramatta. Sprint cars, speedways, late model sedans, and a huge fireworks display. It's all happening there November 16th.
I've had the good fortune of doing this, and it's in a word, you know, two words, hair raising.
You had hair before that. The ultimate speedway challenge, November 16th. We are the loser of today's quiz. Gets a double to go along in some comfort and watch that Ultimate Speedway Challenge. The winner, whoever's the last person standing on Friday, will get a sprint car ride, which include 5 laps, 900 horsepower sprint car with Robbie Farr.
Get your backside, trackside. Yesterday's carryover champion is Katie from Kings Park. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how you going?
Well, I'm very well. Hope you're feeling lucky, punk.
Katie, you're taking on Shane from Castle Hill. G'day, Shane.
Hey, guys. How you going? Hey, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
That was very gentlemanly of Shane, wasn't
Shane,
it?
Well done, buddy.
I'm secretly hoping Katie wins. I don't know how I'm feeling in the back of her speaker, but anyway.
All right, well, here's how it works. MG's got a Who Am I for you both. Your name is your buzzer. If you buzz in and get it incorrect, the other contestant gets to hear the remainder of the clues. MG, take it away.
Who am I? I was born on the 24th of April, 1996. I began playing my chosen sport at 4 years of age. When I was 18, I decided to change codes. I returned to my chosen sport in 2016. I won my first WTA title at the Malaysian Open in 2017. I am currently the number one women's tennis player in the world.
Shane.
It's Ash Barty.
Yeah!
Congratulations, Shane. I don't know if it is congratulations. He didn't want to win. Shane, we'll speak to you tomorrow. You are a carryover champion tomorrow. We'll speak to you then.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
Shane.
But Katie, you don't go handy-handed. Nobody loses. We got two spots for you in the corporate box at the Ultimate Speedway Challenge on November 16th.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Who are you taking, Katie?
I'll take my partner, Dave.
Oh, okay. Oh. Tell Dave to have a sickie and I'll come with you.
Don't be a creep, MG. Thanks, Katie. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, Elise Perry.
Yes.
Superstar.
Well,
on the field.
You made the comparison earlier to Steve Smith, and it's not far off.
She's going to join us. She's got a book out. She writes as well.
Wow.
I'm offended.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and across the Triple M network. MG, the book is called Perspective.
Yes.
The author we know as a cricketer. Her name is Elise Perry. She joins us on the line. Elise, congratulations on the book.
Oh, thanks very much.
Now, we always like to know what the genesis of the book is. I know when we speak about athletes writing books, I refer to my time back in the dinosaur age when I was about 25 years of age, and I wrote one because it was kind of a cathartic way of overcoming some of the things that went in my life. What about yourself? I mean, you're on top of the world at the moment. Who came to you with the idea of putting your words in paper?
It was really cool, actually. HarperCollins approached me about writing a book, and in all honesty, I was pretty reticent to be a part of it. And so we sort of got chatting about maybe some other concepts and came up with an idea, I guess, in the end about, I suppose, sharing just a few thoughts about, you know, being an athlete and what I think, you know, is important to me and what's been helpful and the amazing people that have helped out along the way. And as you say, like, it was a really enjoyable process, actually, quite kind of cathartic, and I really enjoyed it in the end.
It's a really interesting read. It's not your traditional, it's not an autobiography. It's sort of an in the works memoir, as it will, Elise. It's got a lot more than just the story of your career to it thus far. The book is called Perspective. I'm going to have a bit of fun with it in a moment. MG, how old were you when you wrote your book?
Just turned 25.
Right. Elise, you're 29. How much of the book yourself did you actually write?
Well, in the end, I actually wrote the bulk of it.
Oh, wow.
I sat down with Will Swanton, who's a journalist at The Australian, and he sort of helped me flesh out the skeleton of it, I guess. But in the end, I really enjoyed the process of, I guess, sitting on a plane or in a hotel room while we're on tour and writing a bit of stuff. So, yeah, I wrote most of it.
MG, how much did you write of yours?
Well, a bit like Elise, but not on planes. In the back of a panel van, maybe. I was writing
scribbling.
Stuff. Scribblings with crayons.
The type.
Is it a picture book?
Yes! Oh! Yes! Will Swatton, well done. He's a great man. And my daughter, who is 12, has just started to start her cricket career. She plays Friday nights. What's the message to any young aspiring cricketer, both male or female, who is listening to this interview at the moment?
It's pretty simple. I think everyone spits it out, but you got to enjoy it first and foremost. I think that's the best part of sport, is being able to head down with your mates and just play a game and enjoy it for what it is. But particularly for young girls these days, which is just so exciting. There's so many amazing opportunities to be an athlete. If you want to be a professional cricketer, there's certainly a pathway there. And you stick at it and you enjoy it, I think you're halfway there, I guess. So it's really cool that she's playing.
Wise words there from Elise Perry. All right, the book's called Perspective. It's about sitting back and evaluating what the world means to you. So, Elise Perry, we want to get your perspective on certain things.
Yeah.
Let's kick it off. The partnership with Alyssa Healy, there's always a Batman and a Robin. Who's Batman? Who's Robin?
Midge is definitely Batman. She's way cooler than me.
No. What's your perspective on Post Malone?
I'm on the fence, neither here nor there.
Okay, all right. The Wallabies World Cup campaign?
Oh, geez, Matt Tamil played well.
Very, very good answer. Very good answer. What about Love Island?
I'm a nay.
No. Here's a little bit more of a straight-up one. The FFA's new pay deal, which will see the Socceroos and the Matildas split the earnings.
Without knowing the nuts and bolts of it, face value sounds awesome.
Ash Barty.
Legend.
Yeah, isn't she what?
Tonga's victory over the Kangaroos on the weekend.
good for the sport.
Oh, yeah. So you are good. What about finally Scotty Cam and the Block?
Oh, great show.
Yeah.
Elise Perry, the book is called Perspective. Those were some of hers. Get out there and grab it. It's available today. Elise, we love having you on. Best of luck for the rest of the Women's Big Bash League.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, and across the Triple M network. Liam Flanagan here as well. MG, we are almost done for your Wednesday, but we've spoken a lot about Latrell Mitchell and his contract situation. There's another big rugby league contract we've got to talk about.
Certainly do.
Sonny Bill Williams is set to become the best paid rugby league player in the world. $10 million for 2 years of his time with the Toronto Wolfpack.
It's an astute signing from the Toronto Wolfpack. They needed a marquee signing now that they're in with the big boys in Super League. They've fought their way up from the second division to the championship. Now they're in the Super League. And look, yeah, he's at the end of his career, an illustrious career at that. But, man, he's incredibly well-known almost worldwide. Southern Hemisphere and Northern Hemisphere, he's really well-known. And not only will he put bums on seats, but the most importantly, Liam, the corporate dollar will start to flourish for the Wolfpack. And the Aussie owner, I think, has made a very astute signing.
Yeah, Aussie mining magnate David Argyle is involved in the ownership of the Toronto Wolfpack. MG, Sonny Bill is, you look, and I'm sure there's probably some Bulldog supporters out there are still a bit dirty on him for disappearing on that contract all those years ago. But when you look back on what this man has achieved, and he's still only 34 years of age, so you know he's got some more boxing fights ahead of him.
Yep.
And potentially this 2 years in the Super League. It is one of the more remarkable athletic CVs. I mean, he's won World Cups, he's won NRL Premierships, he's won boxing matches, he's won Bledisloe Cups. It is a truly, truly remarkable athletic career he's put together.
Unbelievable football career. Unbelievable. When you look at that CV, wow, it's up there with the best of that's ever been.
Yeah.
Thorne from the Kiwis is another one who springs straight to mind as having an illustrious career. But Sonny Bill Williams, when he burst on the scene as an 18 or 19-year-old, and yeah, sure, everyone was dirty on what he did 15 years ago, but he was a kid, and kids grow. Mm. And the way he's matured into a man of mid-30s is with a young family, and I think he's still got a lot to offer. Mm. I know the Roosters would probably, well, obviously they haven't got the money to spend their salary cap for that amount of money, but man, that's just intriguing, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it does beg a question though, MG. So
Triple M rocks the footy, and this is the burning question.
Does the NRL need to be wary of the Toronto Wolfpack?
Ow!
If they've got, and I know, and look, for those that don't understand it, Sonny Bill is taking a marquee player slot, which means most of that salary will sit outside the salary cap. But do they need to be cautious?
Well, we've just spent most of the show talking about a disgruntled 21-year-old who's done everything in the game. Look, I think are they a threat at the minute? No. Should we be concerned? Bloody oath, we should be concerned.
Mm.
Because there's another avenue now for our rugby league players who don't like what's going on over here in the NRL to not only just go to Super League, but go to a club like the Toronto Wolfpack as one of their marquee players and get a cricket score for your salary. It's amazing. Look, I think that going forward, we've got to be careful. We've got to be very careful. But until they stop, they keep that two marquee players, I don't think we've got that too much to worry about. But at the moment, I think they've certainly showed their kahunas. That's what I will say. Toronto Wolfpack have certainly fired their dart straight into the board and hit bullseye and they're just what a statement they've made. And I applaud them for it. I applaud them for it.
All right, I like it. You lost me a bit on the analogies at the end, but
me too.
Yeah. Thankfully, it's time to go, MG. We'll be back tomorrow. Your chance to win tickets to go and see the Matildas take on Chile this weekend at Bankwest Stadium.
What a show! He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.